perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, I got to tell y'all something early here before my wife wakes up.
What?
So don't tell her. So my studio is upstairs. And it's basically the bonus room that I've turned into a TV watching room and a studio room and a office all into one. Well, when I'm up here doing the show, like I was yesterday morning, I need it to be cool in here because of the lights and all. And so I turn the air where it's just blasting. And the deal is that when I'm finished with the show, to pump it back up so it doesn't run all day, all night when it's not, doesn't need to be. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody forgot to bump it back up yesterday after the show. And I got up here this morning. Thus, that's why I'm wearing a hoodie right now, because it is freezing. And you know, if I'm freezing in a room in a house, it's got to be cold.
It's got to be cold, cold. How cold is it?
I think it is around 64.
Yes, that's my kind of room, baby.
64?
Tell her don't, because I'm going to say, she's going to be like yelling at the power bill and all of that. I haven't left it on. I'm barely up there, you know.
Yeah. I'm not saying a word.
Now, when I come downstairs after the show and she says, why are you wearing a hoodie in the house? Because I never do that. I'm not like you, Riggins. Riggins keeps his house cold like that all the time, so he's always in a hoodie.
Yeah.
But she won't stop until she gets to the bottom of it. Well, that's weird. You ain't lost that much weight where you're that cold natured all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Always going to go back to the weight thing.
Yeah.
She's going to investigate. She's going to find out.
I know.
So what are we going to do? Right when you see her, just take it off. Do you have a shirt on under there?
No.
Oh.
And Lord knows I don't want to expose her to that. She hadn't done anything that wrong.
Then it'll go back to the weight thing again. So it's like we can't. Yeah.
Like, I don't hate her, Lindsay. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you do to your enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Cover your eyes.
Okay, and then now the question where it's going to inconvenience the two of you is, how long is it going to be before now I'm too hot in it and I got to go change shirts?
Well, that is.
There may have to be a segment without me because I've gone to change shirts.
I don't even think we'll make it through the first hour of the show.
Yeah. You know what I don't get is when people say that I'm difficult.
I don't get it. It's weird. I don't know.
She's talking about insulting.
Yeah.
So far off base.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regans, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
I forgot to tell y'all yesterday. I can't believe I did. But over the weekend, there was a Jody sports moment. You know how we have the Jody sports moments that I love talking about. For example, when LSU was going to play Florida years ago, and Leonard Fournette, the big running back for LSU, who was in his time at the college, and then our friend's son, Will Greer, we're friends with his mom and his stepdad. He was the quarterback at that time at Florida. So I said, Jody, LSU plays Florida this weekend. It's a big weekend. And she goes, oh, my God, I hope Leonard doesn't hurt Will. Because he's so much bigger and everything. I said, well, Leonard is a running back for LSU, and Will is the quarterback for Florida. So I don't think that they're going to be on the field at the same time. So you won't have to worry about that. And then when Will got drafted by the Carolina Panthers, she said, oh, that's so great. Will's going to be playing for the Panthers, but he probably won't get any playing time since Cam is such a ball hog. Cam is the starting quarterback. Cam is the starting quarterback. So anyway, so we were watching LSU Florida the other night at my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house. And they have a big TV in the middle, and then they have a huge TV in the middle of the wall, and then two big TVs on each side of the wall to monitor different sporting events and all that. So we had a football game on the left, LSU Florida on the huge TV in the middle, and then on the right was the NASCAR race. And Jenny and Michael are good friends with a race car driver named Austin Sindrick. And we are kind of acquainted to him through them. But he had a situation where his brakes were on fire in the pit. His brakes caught on fire. And then Jody is yelling, "Why is Austin's car on fire? Get out of there. Get out of there. It's on fire." And then Michael's trying to explain it's the brake. And she goes, "Look at it." And the entire inside of his race car was just thick with smoke. You couldn't see anything but just smoke inside that car. And Jody's about to have a heart attack because she thinks that he's on fire inside the car instead of just the smoke from the brakes coming up off the bottom of the car. Either way, I probably would have bailed out of there, but it was something to do with he needed the points to make the playoffs or something. So it was a dire situation. He couldn't get out of the car. But you would have thought that Jody was his mom and he was standing in the middle of a house fire and not listening to the firefighters trying to get him out of the house. I mean, she was going ballistic.
I get it. I get it. Because you don't know what's going on.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there now. Michael, what is he doing?
Like, he can do anything. I love that. Michael's
trying to explain to her, commenting. She's going, "It's on fire. It's on fire. Why are they all catching on fire?"
That's our Jody.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, a woman has shared a hot take. A woman around Lindsay's age has shared a hot take about parenting. And I'll get to that in just a second. But TJ, did you watch LSU over the weekend? I wanted to ask you. Obviously, you did. Are you feeling any better about their season?
No, none at all.
Why not? They're 3-0. That should be a good start. Why are you not excited?
Because the two teams that they have played in the past 2 weeks, they should have destroyed, and they looked sloppy Saturday night against Florida. The offense for LSU was supposed to be just this, full of fireworks and electricity and all that, and they're not. They look like they're just like going through the motions and stuff. And the defense is good, which, last year the defense was terrible. It's what held them back.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you can't have both, Yeah. And why would you be able to have both? No other teams with the budget that your team has, LSU, no other team has both a good offense and a good defense. Oh, wait a minute. Every one of them does. Every other team that has your budget for coaches and your budget for paying players has a good offense and a good defense, and they're good all the way around.
Yeah.
Their coaches aren't having to throw fits, in the press conferences after the game, like LSU's Brian Kelly has to do as, performative sports.
Yeah.
How dare you ask me why the offense isn't great? We just won. He went off on a reporter for that.
I saw that. Get
over it. It's going to be another disappointing season, as I said from the beginning. And then, it was a good, everybody's like, they beat Clemson. Clemson was ranked number 4 at the beginning of it. Yeah, well, Clemson has turned out to be a bust, which makes the LSU win over Clemson look like it wasn't really that big of a deal.
Mm. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, but you called it.
not knowing anything about football or anything like that, I do know that you have to have a good offense and a good defense. That makes for a good team. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to check in with you and see how you were feeling about the start of the season. 3-0, but still, TJ says it's not going to be a good year. That's why we love him. There's a woman that is around the age of Lindsay. She is late 30s, early 40s. What are you saying, TJ? Come on.
I know what he's saying.
But she said that raising kids in 2025, like let's say she has two kids as well, Lindsay. She said raising two kids today is like raising one kid in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Financially?
Financially, emotionally, spiritually, and the amount of effort that it takes. She says raising kids today is far more difficult than raising kids in the late 90s and early 2000s. Do you agree? Do you think?
Financially, absolutely. I don't know about anything else. But I mean, obviously prices have gone up and blah, blah, blah. And we know that.
She said the disparity gets even bigger when you add more kids. So raising four kids in 2025 is like raising two kids in the 90s and in early 2000s. TJ, you agree with that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You had it easy is basically what she's saying. You really kind of sat back on your laurels. Right.
Yeah. So true. I did have it easy. We all did.
I think so.
This woman's a martyr.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a cameraman touring with pop star Benson Boone. And they were in Florida and he got arrested after walking into a store allegedly drunk and allegedly peeing on $700 worth of clothing.
What?
Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. People get drunk and they act a fool. But this should be one of those extra charges, you know, that I've been advocating for on this program and every other program on which I appear. There needs to be laws passed that are special punishments for people who are acting in an uncivilized manner. You know,
absolutely.
Be an extra charge. Like if you break in somewhere and steal and then leave, that's breaking and entering. But if you bust up into somebody's store and you are causing a disturbance because you don't like the service you got and you start tearing down shelves and all, and then you grab up something off the shelf and then walk out with it, well, then that is a shoplifting charge, as well as you're getting hit with two counts of acting uncivilized. And then you got to go to uncivil jail. So these should all be in uncivil court. I'm filing an uncivil lawsuit against you, and you need to go until you figure out how you get sent to civil jail until they can teach you how to act properly in public. And then once you've paid your debt to society and you prove that you can come out and know how to act in a civil society, then you're free to go.
And it could take years, you know, for some of these hooligans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. Like that guy.
Yeah, he should get the fine and then have to repay the business for whatever he ruined and then go to civility jail.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to become civilized again.
Yeah. You can't arrest me. I'm the cameraman for Benson Boone.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me.
Yeah.
You know who I am? I've been recording Benson Boone flipping around the stage for 2 hours and I had a couple drinks. Sue me.
I could see where he might need drinks after that, but not doing all that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And I think the cameraman is the one that should be he should be remaining sober of anybody.
Right.
I hate to be dropping names here and all that, but I happen to have spent a little bit of time with the cameraman, the personal cameraman for one Mr. Jelly Roll. Right?
Really?
And this guy was, I mean, he was straight. He's just like, I'm taking care of this business. He wasn't involved in any, you know, band, crew, drinking and any of that stuff. He had work to do. He stayed on his grind, as the kids say.
Yeah.
That's what a real cameraman does.
Yeah.
See, I know about the business behind the scenes and all.
Sure. You do. That's
more TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, I don't mean this in a bad way, but are you wearing that to your Bible study later?
No, heavens no.
I'm just kidding. I would never say that if I was really being serious.
You know who wouldn't judge me though? The Lord.
No.
No. No, but I am looking cuter than this. Yeah. I will. I'll probably wear a dress, like a little maxi dress.
Oh.
For fall, you know?
Is it padded?
But
not a little maxi padded dress?
No. No padding. No shoulder pads nor any pads.
That's what I was talking. I know the shoulder pads are coming back a little bit.
Yeah. For the ladies. I knew what you meant.
Mm-hmm. So this is a new semester of your Bible study, your Bible school.
Yes.
When you go, are you going to be, you think you'll be at the same table with the people you were with last time, or will you be in a different group? How does it work?
She, the director, tries to keep us with the same group. And of course there are people that come and go, but I think we have, only three members of our 10 top left, and three new ones are joining.
Wow. Okay. Yep. You think you're going to like the new ones?
I don't know. So far, so good. We're on a group chat and we're chatting it up, you know.
Okay.
So far, so good. Yeah.
So will the leaders be the same? Like your table leader or whatever last time was someone that I used to work with in the radio business. Will she mm-hmm. still be the leader, or will they be looking for new leaders now?
If the leader leaves, then they look for new leaders, or you can like volunteer to hold that position. But our girl that we both know, she is back.
Okay.
And she's Brittany. Lovely.
Brittany. Yeah, her name's Brittany. She's very sweet. Because mm-hmm. I was going to say, are you going to be running, you know, trying to get elected to that position if Brittany had you know, stepped down for term limits or whatever?
Right. I always say no, I can't take on anything else, mm-hmm. but it's just my nature to like automatically be like, I'll do it. Sure. You know?
Yeah.
Don't but let in me this do situation, it.
You can always just say, I prayed about it and the Lord told me not to.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. He said, no, no more.
The Lord told me my focus is better, on getting my son to stop pooping in his pants.
Yeah, that's my number one mission. No, I don't think I'm going to do it because I do room mom now. Like it's too much. I'm doing too much.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Riggins talks about that all the time.
Yeah.
About how you're just doing too much.
Doing too much. Every time I come home with a new held position, my husband is like, seriously, no.
Yeah, because you know what? That adds one more thing he's got to hear you griping about.
And he's got to help me with. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't think about that. That's exactly why he's saying, he's like, oh my God, I got to hear about this Bible study now. Yeah.
It's so true.
He wants to go. You realize these are volunteer things, right? You don't have to do them.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's thinking. Like, oh,
yeah, why? Absolutely.
Lindsay, why are you putting us through all of this? Is probably what he's going to say. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So we've been keeping an eye on this, you know, for a while now, and every day it gets worse and worse, and there are always stories about it. But now they've, I think they've pretty much fully started referring to this particular situation as chat GPT addicts. People are chat GPT addicts, meaning they can't correspond with or communicate with people without having to run things through chat GPT.
It's crazy.
They don't have the confidence in their minds to be able to just wing it in a conversation with somebody or anything like that. And, but I think that it's going to become more and more detrimental to not just our society, but it's going to be detrimental to humankind. When people, right now, if you've got people who are already addicted to chat GPT just on how to communicate, wait until the technology gets to being able to have as close as you could possibly have a realistic partner or friends, or, you know, you think about it starting in, you know, from a sexual standpoint of having these, they're basically robots that they call dolls that are programmed to say and do, you know, say whatever you want, do whatever you want, feel real, look real, all of that. So when that goes from just being, you know, something that you would consider preverts doing, to now you're going to be able to, I think, have friends who are, chat GPT robots and things like that. So just more and more withdrawing from human contact. It's going to be just devastating.
Yeah. Lindsay better hope her husband doesn't learn about chat GPT because she's going to be out the door.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See ya.
See, I want to invent something for husbands though, called less chatty GPT.
Yeah. Less.
Less chatty GPT.
I love that. It's a great idea.
Talk in that.
Yeah. I saw that same problem when somebody said they were in an argument, a text argument with their boyfriend. She was running every response through chat GPT first. And I had never heard of that. And I thought, oh yeah, that's a problem, right?
They just don't know how to live on their own. It's so sad.
Yeah, and so just imagine somebody who's mad at their family, or they think their family doesn't care about them anymore and all that. So they set up a Thanksgiving dinner at their house with all of their, you know, couple of their little real doll kind of things that are programmed through chat GPT. And, you know, that's the Thanksgiving that they have. Oh, God. I mean, it's sick. I can't imagine that it's going to be very long before we see My Strange Addiction or something.
Yeah.
A person who has an entire friend group of robots. Yeah. Real dolls.
Hurts my heart.
At a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Just lined up there. I love that.
God. Who wants to cut the turkey?
Each person talks about what they're thankful for, but you've programmed them to say whatever it is. So they're all going to say they're thankful for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Dancing with the Stars kicks off tonight. I think it's in its 25th season or something like that. TJ, does Jody still enjoy Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. And I even asked her the other day, I said, who are you excited about in this season? And she said the Mormon housewife, whoever that is, and there were a couple other people she named.
The Mormon housewife you're referring to is Jen Affleck. Lindsay, does that sound right?
There's two. There's Whitney and Jen.
Whitney and Jen? Who would have thought those two would have been reality housewives? Whitney and Jen.
Whitney and Jen. They're both on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
So I guess stars, the word stars is subjective because those are two relatively new reality stars, but they've also got Ilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife. Mm-hmm. They've got Zac Efron's younger brother.
That was the one I was thinking, but they got Zac Efron's brother.
I mean, really, they're really using that word star pretty loosely. There is an Olympic athlete, an Olympic gymnast, and Andy Richter, Conan O'Brien's sidekick or former sidekick, rather. So I guess you've got an okay lineup for the Dancing with the Stars.
And Steve Irwin's son is going to be on there.
Yeah.
So cute.
His sister was on too. Did she win?
Bindi? I think she did. I think she did. So maybe keeping it all in the family.
The other one that Jody was excited about was Topanga.
Yeah.
Be on there.
Obviously.
Love Topanga. Big childhood crush for me. I can't think of her real name, but to me, she's Topanga.
Danielle something. Fisher. Yeah.
Is it Fisher? Fisher?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
So good luck to all the dancers competing on the upcoming tonight's premiere of Dancing with the Stars. Starting this week, you can head over to Krispy Kreme. They've got new fall flavors just in time for all these state fairs and things like that. You have an apple pie. You have a cinnamon churro. You have a vanilla cream. And you have a cotton candy flavor for the first time at Krispy Kreme. I've got the picture up here if you watch our show on YouTube. TJ, I know you're a big donut guy. Do any of those sound very good to you?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to try every one of them. But still, you can't beat just the plain glazed for me at Krispy Kreme.
Same.
They are pretty unbelievable. So you can head into your local Krispy Kreme and pick up any of the new fall flavors. And then one more thing for TJ. Today is National Guacamole Day. Mm-hmm. Or how does your wife refer to it? It's not guacamole to her.
It's avocado dip.
That's right.
Avocado dip.
She likes an avocado dip. And does she still refer to it as that, even though people give her grief?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sure.
I love that. Sticks to her guns. Yeah. Is there anything, TJ, I don't know if you're a guacamole fan. Is there anything that you didn't love previously before your diet that you're now craving?
No. But I do love guacamole, but I can't get it at restaurants very often because I don't like the way they do it.
Making it at the table, is that, you know, like that?
I just prefer mine. That's all.
Oh. Wow. Well, I've never had the opportunity to try, but it sounds delicious. If TJ's making it, you know, it's got to be good. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a viral story out of the great state of Missouri, and I am obsessed with it. And I'm going to share all the details next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, there's a guy in Missouri, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I don't know if you've seen this story or not. He's a hunter, and he set up a trail camera. Lindsay, do you know what a trail camera is?
I do. Just from stories like this.
Okay. This guy is out in Missouri. He set up a trail camera. He is a hunter. And this is what he captured. I'm going to share a picture right now on our, if you're watching the show on YouTube, this is what he captured on his trail cam. It's right alongside the river. And TJ, do you see what I'm seeing right there in the middle of that river?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like somebody walking in the water.
Oh, I see it.
In the little creek.
My friend, that is a real life Bigfoot.
That is a Sasquatch, my man.
That is a...
It looks like that person's carrying something, though, in the left hand.
Probably the head of his enemies.
Yeah.
So this guy is convinced that he has captured for the first time in Missouri a real life Sasquatch. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Where is this at? Did you say
Poplar Bluff, Missouri?
Okay.
Why were you going to make some sort of assumption about the people of Missouri that they're not too bright?
No. Well.
No.
No.
We have a radio family there, and they're obviously bright. If they listen to us on the radio.
Absolutely.
I was never going to say that. But what I was going to say is my parents just went on like a Alaskan cruise, and they went through somewhere they stopped. The Sasquatch was like that came from that part of. So they brought home like Brooks, a Sasquatch stuffed animal, a t-shirt, all this stuff. So we looked it up the other day and I almost think I believe it now. Who am I? Who am I?
Wait a minute. They went to the original place where the Sasquatch was first spotted?
I can't remember if it was part of, they flew into Seattle, but then they went to Canada and then Alaska and then back wherever it was that they went, it started there. So they heard all these stories and they were telling me, and then I looked it up and now I'm like, who am I? I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed.
That you believe in Bigfoot now.
Yeah. I'm such a loser.
So do you believe that they're all over the place or that there was just one Bigfoot, one Sasquatch?
I feel like there's one. I don't think they're everywhere. That's why this Missouri thing, I'm confused because they didn't go to Missouri. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been sightings. You're right about the Pacific Northwest. That's where a lot of these stories originate from, and Canada. Now they call it a Sasquatch, but where we grew up in North Carolina, we call it Bigfoot.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I was always under the impression that Bigfoot was one thing.
Same.
And I never heard about him traveling across the country like that. So TJ, was that your impression that there was one Bigfoot?
Yeah, but now you have all these people who claim that it's just a species of things. They have Squatch hunters all over the place. You see them on TV hunting a Squatch.
So what I think this Missouri person needs to do is get off your Android and get a better phone, because I think it's a guy in like fishing gear and.
I love that.
Yeah, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, there's a little bit of a... I don't know, a little bit of confusion in that I would have if I were in a position like Lindsay Lohan. Okay. Now, Lindsay, not Lindsay Lohan, this Lindsay, you don't mind when people notice that you've had Botox done or that you got your lips done, and you know, if somebody tells you your lips are, did you get your lips done? You're like, no. Not lately, but does it look like it? Thank you. I mean, you know, you look at that as a compliment.
Absolutely.
But what if it were like Lindsay Lohan, where everybody's looking at her now and they're saying, she looks great. She looks like a completely different person. That's not a compliment, is it?
The thing is, she looks so good that she's getting, like you said, a lot of comments, but what they're meaning is you look amazing. I think it's hard because if she had work done, she would be like, oh my God, thank you. But if she didn't, and she's like, dude, I just got off the drugs, I cleaned my life up, whatever, this is what I look like, then it's offensive. I don't know.
I just think it's offensive to tell somebody how great they look because they look like a completely different person, quote unquote.
I get what you're saying.
You know, you look like somebody else now, and for the first time, you look great. You didn't look good at all. You were hideous as yourself.
Right.
But now you look like a new person, so you look awesome.
I would be hurt. I would be hurt if people were, oh, you look totally different. You look amazing. Okay.
You look the opposite of what you used to look like, and now you look great. Is basically what they.
Can I tell you what I think the difference is with your point? She was so heavy into drugs. I mean, this is a fact. This isn't speculation. We know this. You know, she went to rehab, and I'm wondering if she's viewing that as like, thank you, I turned my life around. I think it's better almost if you were like a drug addict and then people are saying this, as to if they told me that and it's like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I thought my best days were what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just got a little spruce up. I wasn't trying to look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
But isn't one of those Kardashians that way? Doesn't Khloe Kardashian look completely different now than she used to? And she looks like a different person.
And not in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people say that, but I so wouldn't care if I look good now. Who cares? I would not care at all.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But there's also, no. You know, there are also people who get caught up in, you know, you look so much better, you know, being great. You know what I mean? You look, I think Lindsay Lohan looks a lot better. She looks awesome. Well, those aren't necessarily hand in hand. I still don't think that Lindsay Lohan is what you would call a beautiful woman. I just, in my opinion, I don't think, mm-hmm. I think she looks a lot better, and God bless her for if she's got her life going the way she wants it to now and all of that. But just because somebody looks better than they did still doesn't mean that they look great. Like Mama June was never hot. I mean, she went from not to a little bit better.
Yeah.
But her show was called From Not to Hot. She never reached the hot.
Yeah.
You don't think
she reached a little bit better is when she went from not to a little bit better.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, hey. All right. So we have a video, but you'll only hear the audio if you're listening on the radio. It's a young woman who is complaining about the response she gets when she asks for her order to be a certain way at a restaurant. And most of the time I can relate to these sorts of things because people always get my order wrong and all that, but I can say something to help her with her frustration on this one. Okay, so listen to what she has to say, and then we'll break it down.
And another thing, when I say no mayo, I don't need you to say it doesn't come with mayo. Good, that's one less thing you got to do, okay? Because I said no mayo, whether it comes with mayo or not. I don't need to know the menu. No mayo!
Okay. Obviously, she's trying to be funny and, you know, the angry, no mayo. But here's the thing. As a person who does ask for things to be prepared in more of a plain way, I'm a hold this, hold that type of person. When they say, I would never say no mayo because I love mayo. And I'm sure she would respond to that if she were listening to this right now by saying, of course you do, Whitey. Because, you know, white people are known for loving mayo. But let's say it's onions, right? And I say, I'd like this, this, and this, but, no onions, please. When they say, oh, it doesn't come with onions, they're not saying you're stupid or you should know the menu or whatever she said. What they're saying is that is something you don't even have to worry about. Mm-hmm. That is going to be taken care of. You don't even have to worry about there being onions on it because it doesn't even come with onions. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Not that they're trying to you know, aggravate you or tell you something like you're stupid.
Yeah.
And saying, that's one thing. I mean, we may mess up and leave the lettuce on it because it comes with lettuce, but you don't even have to worry about onions being on it because they don't even think about putting onions on this. Not even mm-hmm. part of it. Not even part of it.
Yeah. Never going to mess that up.
Right. They're telling her that as extra reassurance.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
It's not going to be on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're just being nice about it. I mean,
yeah. Right. And if she acted as my dearly departed grandfather would say, if she acted any such a way as that, I'd kindly ask her to leave my restaurant.
Any such a way as that?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are too touchy. That's what it comes down to. You're too sensitive.
But I think a lot of it comes from the performative acts of being, you know, trying to be funny on social media. Yeah. And people who rely on the angry type of comedy, like yelling and
too much for me.
But if that does happen to you, because you never know how many people, even though she's just doing it for the performance, how many people listening to that will snap at some server somewhere and say, I don't need to know whether it comes or not. Just don't put it on there.
Yeah.
God, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Yes. Eat the mayo. It's better for you.
Yeah.
And this is good for you. Eat it.
Yeah. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing, Reagan?
Really good. How are you?
Seggy, as we call it.
If
a celebration can be called a celly, then your segment can be called a seggy.
A celly seggy.
Mm-hmm.
I got him. I'm into that. And TJ, I know you work really hard, but there might be a guy who has you beat. There is a guy just broke the record for being the oldest person to climb Mount Fuji. And he is 102 years old.
Hmm.
His name is Kokichi Akuzawa. And I think he's from Florida. No, I'm just kidding. He is from Japan. And not only is he 102 and the oldest person to climb Mount Fuji, but he did it with the help of his daughter, who is 70. So I guess the lesson here is that however hard you think you're working, you're not working as hard as that guy. I mean, at 102, don't you just want to hang out and play like Sudoku or something?
Yeah, but he couldn't do it alone. He had to get help.
Well, that's a good point, I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't. It's not the solo world
record.
But
when you say help, I mean, he still did it. So how'd she exactly help him? I mean, he still climbed it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, what is she actually helping him with? I'm not sure. But yeah, he's still, I think your point is well made, Lindsay. He's 102. We got to give him his props, right?
Unless she drove him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TJ says no. All right.
Anybody could do that. If they're retired, time to put into it, sure.
More and more doctors are now recommending microdosing Ozempic and other GLP-1 medicines. That's the hot term of the last few years is microdosing. You hear a lot of microdosing, people microdosing mushrooms and just going about their day. But now they think this is going to be as common as taking your daily vitamin, keeping your blood sugar under control with the help of a microdose of Ozempic or Mounjaro, one of those kind of medications.
Mm. I'm here for it. If they find out it's great and there's no problem, let's all do it, you know?
I'm totally down. I don't need to see the science.
Well, no, I need to see the science. I just want to make sure I'm living.
You know, somebody might say, though, that this is how can we get our product into the hands of people who haven't bought into it yet, who aren't using it to lose weight? And then somebody at the conference table said, microdosing, that's the way to do it.
Yep. Well, you got me. So.
Yeah. You know, your body produces GLP-1 on its own if you know how to eat properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't do that. I guess I'm not eating right.
Mine didn't either 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But now it does.
And now it knows how to actually naturally produce that chemical compound.
The GLP-1 hormone you can produce naturally And then it's the thing that keeps you, that loses the weight in the Ozempic stuff. Yeah. So,
go ahead. No, I didn't realize that your body actually learns how to do that once you start eating mm-hmm. correctly.
Yeah. When you get control of the visceral fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The visceral fat. I got a lot of visceral fat. And I also discovered something horrifying about myself over the weekend. I'll tell you about it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. Sorry.
I had a really I had a really depressing moment over the weekend. I was I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what doctors say. I will never stop using a Q-tip to clean my ear. I don't care about the science. I don't care about the research or how many times you tell me that all you're really doing is impacting the wax further down into the ear canal. Well, you haven't given me a better option other than like going to some weird spa where they shoot water down your ear canal and flush out whatever like chunks are in there. I'm sorry. I'm just not ready to give up my Q-tips, and I don't think I'm going to give up my Q-tips ever. That's just sort of where I stand with the ear cleaning.
Especially
stuff.
If you don't have a better alternative. I mean, that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. Give me the alternative and I'll gladly use it. But until you do, I'm still going to be ramming that little thing down in there as far as I'm talking. I want to feel my brain with the end of that little fuzzy stick.
I know it's time to stop when I make myself cough.
Or
throw
up.
You're poking something way far in there that's triggering, something else. I do that. And when I clean my ear, I look in the mirror when I'm doing it for some reason. I don't know why, but I get like real close just to see my fingers turn around. But here's where it gets really bad for me. I'm cleaning out my ear and I'm real close to the mirror. And as I pull the Q-tip out, I'm not looking at the Q-tip. I'm looking at, for the first time, a hair growing in my ear.
Interesting.
And I mean, to me, that is the sign of being an old person. Now it was one single hair and I thought, oh my gosh, where is that? It's right on the tip of my, what do you call that little thing that's in the middle of your ear, mm-hmm. whatever that is. And I quickly used like a little nose hair trimmer to like clip that off. And I thought, oh gosh, well, the fact that I even have a nose hair trimmer probably also means that I'm just old now.
Yeah. Well, that one hair in your ear has many friends waiting to show themselves. Yes. So that's
what
gonna
I'm
worried be, not a daily routine that you'll have to go through pretty soon, but at least a weekly routine of getting in there and trimming all of that.
So you don't pull them out. You trim them.
Well, because you can't really see them in there because it goes like on that. It's mainly on that little middle part of your ear that, that little piece of cartilage. It comes on the inside of that. So, yeah.
It's so annoying.
It's one of God's little tricks.
Is that the most annoying thing about getting old and grooming? Or, I mean, you don't go out of your way to like pluck gray hairs and things like
me?
That, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. What else can I look forward to other than like weekly ear trimming that I might not expect? Like, I can't even think of anything else. Like, I hope I don't grow back hair. I remember when Ace was like super sensitive about his back hair. But
some guys get that whether they're old or not. It's just, if you're a hairy person, you get that most of the time.
Okay. Do you have grays? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to think of something else that's a weekly grooming thing for old people, but I'm very self-conscious about my eyebrows getting out of control. Cause you see old men and they have horns coming out in all different directions. So I keep that taken care of.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm sitting here looking at all this equipment that I have in front of me. And I'm looking at the radio stuff as well. You get it. But no, this radio equipment, if I hit a button that's just right there in front of me, it would put the radio station I work for at night, it would broadcast what's on the radio now all over our entire network. It would broadcast that them on all of our stations that we're on now and on the podcast and stuff. It's just one flick of a little switch.
One push of a button is just, there it is. Let's try it.
Yeah, maybe they're doing something good. It would be better than this show. Let's put them on.
People are like, get y'all off of here.
I think the only time they have stuff good going on is from 7 to 9 every night.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. So, Lindsay, you're just a few minutes away from your first Bible study of the season. Yeah. Were you supposed to have prepared anything, or is this just like where you go and you meet the teacher and you get your books and study guides and all of that, where you're not supposed to have anything prepared, right?
Nothing prepared, but we do get our books and we just dive right into Nehemiah. We're just diving right in, you know?
Okay. So you will have a lesson today then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm.
And we are 6 weeks in, just going to fly through Nehemiah. I don't know how long Nehemiah is, but we're doing it in 6 weeks.
Yeah. I happen to know a lot about Nehemiah. So
do you?
If you want to really show off in class today, and you could raise your hand in the very beginning and go, hey, I just want to let everybody know how thrilled I am to be here and what we're studying today, because I know Nehemiah was a bullfrog, and a lot of people don't realize it. He was a good friend of mine as well.
They'll be like, get out. You can talk about judgy Bible school women.
Yeah. Nehemiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. Or is it of mine or to me? Good friend.
I think it's of mine, isn't it?
Yeah. So you get in there and flex your biblical knowledge, girl.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Let me tell
you about it. And Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggin Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggin Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggin Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
We have an announcement to pass along from somebody else, because we're always here to help people if they feel like they have been done wrong and they're trying to get a message out to clear the record. Then we like to help them with that. And this is a video that we found that it is a guy. I think he's standing outside of a Dollar General store, and he is of Asian descent, I believe. But he does, he's got a cry for help here, and he's trying to warn the people. So we will pass along his warning for you.
Look, the ones claiming to be my family are a bunch of witches from around the world that just got together and said, hey, let's try to be his family and steal all his stuff. Do whatever you want with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Whoa. If you know that fella and you have people come up and say that they're his family, then don't believe them. They're just a bunch of witches.
Yeah.
And do whatever you want with them.
Witches that are trying to take his stuff.
His stuff. Yeah.
Which, I mean, WICH, which looks like they may have already done it.
It does. It looks like they were successful.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look like he's got a lot of stuff.
It doesn't, no.
And
it,
possibly why he's at the Dollar General.
Yeah, true. Well, he wasn't in the Dollar General. He was close to the, standing around the Dollar General.
About to go in, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. I like a Dollar General.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I like anything that's shopping. It could be the dollar store. I love it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be frustrating, though, if you got people? You remember that time there was a guy running around and he would, people said he looked like me, and then he would tell them he was TJ from the radio, and then they'd give him free stuff, you know, meals and things like that, and I got all mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's frustrating for somebody to be claiming something or being claiming to be part of you and you're not, and they're not, and they're just in it for ill-gotten gains. Huh.
I am so glad you brought that up because I had forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have a story about that, but we don't have time.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, we will have time.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Okay. We're going to bump now trending back one segment since Lindsay just alerted us that she has some sort of a story that she needs to tell us that, about what we were talking about. What is it, Lynn?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So this happened when Delilah was about 6 months old. My husband and I went to dinner one night at this like Italian place kind of near our house. And I was sitting there eating and I look up and at the, they have like a little bar area and a bartender. I look up and it was him. It was the guy that when I was on the show with you guys 12 years ago, whenever this guy would go around town saying he was TJ and getting free things. And I remember the whole thing vividly, like it was yesterday. So I look up, this is him. We're making eye contact. He looks just like you looked back in the day. Like
mm-hmm.
I thought I was looking at your older self.
Yeah.
So the whole dinner, I am uncomfortable. He's staring a hole through my head. Kyle's like, do you know this guy? I'm like, I mean, kind of not. I'm like kind of giving him the story. Well, then we're finishing up dinner. He walks over to our table and he's like, do I know you? You're Lindsay, right? And I went, I was like, oh my God. Cause I was in the most awkward situation. Cause I like hate this guy, but like, don't know this guy, you know? And yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm Lindsay, you know, and I'm like sweating. I'm like, what do I say? He's like, oh, I thought I recognized you from the radio. And I was like, yeah. And then we just chatted for 2 seconds and I left. Well, and my heart was beating out of my chest.
He introduced himself to me one time and he thought that I would think that that was cool. That he was going around and he said, I've gotten so much free. And I was like, yeah, I know. And that's not cool. I need you to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And he was kind of taken aback. He was like, well, wait, what do you mean? And well, first of all, I would never go around just taking free things, you know, because somebody was, you know, recognized me or listened to the show or stuff like that. And what if he went around telling people he was me and then he got in a bunch of trouble or he was acting like a jerk to people and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I hopefully shut him down right there. That he didn't do it anymore. Cause, then I reached out with, you know, with lawyer speak after that him on social media. Yeah.
Well, I do want to let you know, he's still dying his tips and he's still just doing the 1992 thing.
All right. Well, good.
Cool.
Yeah! Hey, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah. So we had to bump the segment back because Lindsay had a late breaking story she had just remembered. And whenever Lindsay can remember something, we have to jump on it while it's hot. Or it goes
Oh, I still got it.
Like a wisp of smoke. But now we can do Now Trending. In case you missed it, tonight is the premiere of season 34 of Dancing with the Stars, I believe it is. Dancing with the Stars season 34, still hosted by Carlton, who I know doesn't like being called Carlton, right? He is Alfonso Ribeiro. But they've got some stars. I mean, Alec Baldwin's wife, Ilaria. They've got Zac Efron's younger brother. And
Topanga. Yeah,
Topanga from Boy Meets World. They've got Baron Davis, I think. A Olympic gold medalist from the United States. So if that is your thing, Lindsay, you're a dancer, but do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I really don't anymore. I like it. It's just not something I watch anymore, but I do like it.
Okay.
Right. You mean because they don't twerk, you don't have any interest in it? You're not doing your kind of dancing?
I just have to be super selective with the 10 minutes I get to watch TV. I mean, seriously, I got to be honing in on my favorites, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do like it, though. Yeah.
Can women not admit that they watch television?
No, I admit it. I watch it, but I fall asleep. So I got to be selective.
Radical Christians in there that are housing neo. You know. Sorry, I almost sneezed there. So Dancing with the Stars season 34 on tonight. And I don't know if you guys saw this. Mark Hamill played Luke Skywalker in all the Star Wars movies. And I think he's kind of a turd. But he said something really interesting. He said he didn't even want to do the sequels that were just recently released. But he said after Harrison Ford signed on to be Han Solo, he said he felt like he got drafted. And if he had said no, he didn't want to do the movies, that the entire nerd kingdom would come down on him, which I actually believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, the nerds are just vicious when it comes to Star Wars related content. So
aren't the nerds always vicious though? No matter what it is, anything nerdy.
I mean, I don't know. Our sweet tech D Rob is not vicious, but I would imagine you think he is?
He can be aggressive when he likes something and stands by it.
But Mark Hamill's vicious. Yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, but I believe that those nerds want what they want, and sometimes it can get ugly. So, hey, listen, everybody just be cool. All you nerds just chill out a little bit. It'll be better for everybody.
Yeah! Hey, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show.